Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL, and today the Ravens sign a big piece of their defense, and they lock up inside linebacker Darryl Smith. And Darryl, two big things today. Congratulations and happy birthday.
Thank you, man. It was a big day for me, man, and just that we can get it done.
So you come to Baltimore after really establishing yourself and becoming one of the best linebackers in the game in Jacksonville for 9 years. Now you are in the wilderness, as far as NFL fans might be concerned, in Jacksonville. Do you feel you've established yourself to a whole nother degree coming to Baltimore and then earning a long-term deal again?
Well, it's just the first step, man. I feel like I still got some things that I need to do, and I'm still a work in progress. So definitely not a finished product by a long shot, but I'm happy for the opportunity to stay and I want to help the Ravens win, man.
Well, that's the big thing. I know for you, there was other interest out there for you. Why Baltimore?
I mean, all it took was one year up there, and you could see why players, you know, like to go and stay there if they can. And, first-class organization, I mean, love the coaches, love my teammates, man. It was just the perfect place to be for me. And, I love the city, man. Me and my family, we had a great time, and we're excited to be coming back up there for some more years.
Darryl, how close were you to going somewhere else?
It was some interest, but I really wanted to stay in Baltimore, man. I know the defense, know what they want me to do, what they're asking me to do, and it was definitely more comfort, you know, from coming from them and more comfort level with them. So I would have if I had to, but you know, at the end of the day, I really wanted to stay there.
Darryl Smith joins us right now on WBAL. He signs a 4-year extension with the Ravens after testing the free agent waters briefly. But now, Darryl, this is interesting to me. The Ravens have spent the offseason keeping players so far. Dennis Pitta, Eugene Monroe, Jacoby Jones, and now Darryl Smith. You played in all 16 games last year, one of the few guys at that position to be able to post up every week. The other three were either injured or traded for middle of the year. So now there's got to be a sense you bring back this core group to an 8-8 team, that this team can be a lot better next year just with this group being back and hopefully healthy.
Oh, definitely. We definitely made some strides last year. And we got a ways to go. And you look at the things that, you know, we got better in, and I think we can get better in those. And then we definitely gotta pick up the spots where we didn't do so good in. And I know that would be the focus. We're all excited to get back to work.
When does Darryl Smith start seriously training, getting ready for his NFL season?
So like yesterday.
Huh? You're in the grind already.
Not heavy, but I really haven't stopped, you know, moving since the season. I mean, I took a couple of weeks off, but you know, I just gotta keep moving, and definitely don't want to get out of shape and have to fight that much harder to get back in it. So I've been staying active and working out and staying up on condition and everything, and just to be ready, you know.
Darryl, this defense last year actually was statistically better than the Super Bowl defense by a long shot during the regular season. How good can this defense be now, in your opinion?
I mean, I think, with all the guys we have and the guys that'll be there, we can be an elite defense. Like I said before, you know, we made some strides, and we know it's areas that we got to work on, and if we can get those done and be consistent throughout a whole game and from week to week, you know, I mean, it will be that much better. And we got work to do, but it's definitely doable.
As of today, you're 32 years old, 10 years in the NFL, which is an amazing accomplishment. I have to think at this point in your career, when you make decisions like this, you're thinking about, yeah, you want the money, you want the extension, you want the security, but the ring is the thing at this point in your career, I have to think.
Oh, yeah, man. And you know, being back here, you know, I mean, it was big for me. I know it's a team that I know can win if, you know, we go out and play the football we're supposed to play and that we are capable of. And, you know, we definitely got a shot, man. And you know, the whole goal is to be raising that trophy at the end of the year. And, you know, that's what we shoot for.
Well, how about this from Ozzie Newsome? He said of you today, he's tough, consistent, intelligent, and he brings his lunch pail to work every day. That's some kind of compliment.
Yes, sir. That's all I, you know, that's all I want to be known for, man. You ain't got to, you know, give me a lot of praise and all that. Just disrespect, you know, I'm going to come to work every day and go to work, you know.
Darryl Smith, who had a terrific 2013 for the Ravens. He'll be back in purple next year and hopefully for a long time. A new 4-year contract for the Ravens linebacker, Darryl Smith, officially a Raven now. Congratulations again, Darryl, and happy birthday again. That's awesome.
All right. Thank you, man.
That's Darryl Smith. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.